if you'd like to.
All right.
I've got a blue light. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I see the blue light is on. I'm going to call to order the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development on this fine June 23rd afternoon. We have three work sessions scheduled, and I'm going to, I would have been happy to adjust the order, but I think we need a different staff person for the one that people came here to sit in on. So if you'll bear with us for a few moments, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 946.
Okay.
Ms. Deister.
Senate Bill 946 is the bill we heard about, I believe it was about a week and a half ago, that has to do with establishing a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender coordinator position within the Department of Veterans Affairs. The fiscal impact was adjusted to phase it in at 0.88 FTE. You have -3 amendments before you that incorporate the -1s that removed the requirement that the person be a county veteran service officer. So by removing that requirement, you can now establish the position in ODBA. And then the -2 was the appropriation amount to actually fund the position. So I went ahead and combined them. So you now have one amendment, a -3, for your consideration today.
Ms. Deister, you are a model of efficiency.
I do my best, Mr. Chair.
Co-Chair Johnson, you have any thoughts on that? I was just inviting you to make the motion.
Sure. The motion.
The motion is for the -3.
I'm sorry. It's just taking me a minute to get my head in the game. Mr. Chair, I move the -3 amendments to SB 946.
Oh, thank you, colleagues. You've heard the motion for the -3 amendments. Are there any comments or questions? Are there any objections? That we have adopted the -3s.
Mr. Chair, I move SB 946 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Well, thank you for that motion, Senator Johnson. Colleagues, any conversation, discussion? I'll start with Representative Nierman.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. During the public hearing on this, I asked a couple of times, like, how many people this was intended to serve, and I wasn't really satisfied that they had a good answer to that. So I think I'll be a no on this.
And Rep. Whitsitt.
Yes, I would like to make a statement. It's my understanding that the Veteran Services for Counties is underfunded by $500,000 at the present time, and these are for regularly discharged veterans, and so I will be a no based on the underfunding for our regularly discharged veterans. And I would like a clarification if this would apply to dishonorably discharged veterans based on conduct or statement of sexual orientation.
I'm sorry, was that a question? Or?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see anyone here from the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs who might be able to answer that more thoroughly than me, but I will take a stab at it. My understanding, my recollection from testimony, from what we heard, was that the coordinator position would help those veterans who had been discharged other than honorably, presumably because of orientation and not conduct, revisit that discharge through the appeals process. And I believe that what that entails would be going through the full appeal and having the federal VA make that determination on what that is.
I would just
about.
Like to clarify then that it is for statement of orientation discharge, not conduct of orientation or conduct. There we go. Which is what you said. I'm just asking that be on the record. Okay, great. Thank you.
Right. You satisfied with that?
Yeah,
you want us to get some more comments?
No, that's fine.
Was there any other conversation?
The cavalry has just arrived.
I noted that, but Ms. Deister also gave us an answer, which I sense satisfied Representative Whitsitt, or would you?
Well, as long as if that's her answer, that's the legislative intent of this bill, that's fine.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion? All right, colleagues, what I'm going to do is I know we have a motion pending, and I'm going to come back to it in a few minutes, but I'm going to close the work session on 946 and open a work session on 2539A.
Okay. All right. Committee members, co-chairs, House Bill 2539. House Bill 2539 basically is a bill that has the requires the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to enter into a contract to conduct a statewide study regarding the delivery of, and use of and barriers to access to health care and medical services for women veterans. There was a fiscal impact statement that has been issued for the amount of the contracted study cost. There was a notice of no revenue impact issued by the Legislative Revenue Office. There is a dash A2 amendment before you for your consideration, which basically appropriates $87,750 to the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs for the costs of the study.
Thank you, Ms. Deister. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash A2 amendments appropriating funds for the study to the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Thank you for that motion, Senator Johnson. Colleagues, any comments or questions? Any objections? Seeing none, those amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2539 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
And thank you for that motion. Again, colleagues, any questions or discussion? Any objections? If not, 2539 is adopted. I think we need a carrier to the floor, the House, and the Senate. Any?
You want me to do it?
Senator Monroe has ably stepped up for women veterans, and we'll list him as the carrier to full and to the Senate. And anyone interested in taking it to the House? If not, I will carry that to the House. I'm going to close 2539A, and I'm going to reopen the work session on Senate Bill 946. Colleagues, as you recall, when I closed that work session, we had adopted the dash 2 amendments.
Dash 3.
Dash 3 amendments, excuse me. And we had a motion to adopt the entire bill. We had some conversation. Is there any further discussion? Let me ask if there are any objections to 946. I'm seeing Representative Nierman and Representative Whitsitt. We have Senator Hansel and Representative Reed are excused, and Co-Chair Buckley is joining us this afternoon. Thank you very much. So that being said, I believe that 946 is passed. And if I'm not mistaken,
we need
carriers for that one.
You want me to do it?
Sure.
So Senator Johnson, I'm sorry.
Senator Monroe would like to do it.
Senator Monroe's got that one, and was that to full and
to the Senate?
To the Senate,
unless that's
fine.
Okay.
I'll take it to the Senate if you want to do the House. No. Okay. Well, then I'll do the House. And I think we are good on 946. Ms. Deister, do you have anything else?
I do not.
Are we going to see you tomorrow?
No.
No. Well, we will miss you.
Oh,
and
well,
we've appreciated
you.
Your service to this committee.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So we're going to move on and open the work session on 3059A. Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, co-chairs, members of the committee. House Bill 3059 would require the Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries to implement and maintain a toll-free line to receive inquiries and complaints related to employment and the performance of live entertainment. The toll-free line would be required to be staffed by a certified social worker or individuals who have a background in providing live entertainment as an independent contractor. You have the A6 amendment in front of you, which changes the size of the venues that would be affected from 400 to 600 patrons, and then also changes the hotline to a halftime basis. And the A6 also includes appropriation language for $69,453 general fund to carry out the provisions of the bill.
Madam Co-Chair.
A question that did not occur to me during the public hearing, particularly now that we have these amendments before us. We have specified the qualifications of the person to answer the telephone. I would certainly like to have it on the record. What else will this person be doing? I assume that the volume of calls is not such that it would justify having somebody just sitting next to the red phone waiting for it to ring. And I see that the agency is here. I would just like to know what the job responsibilities would be beyond this particular issue.
Mr. Walker, do you have some insights on that? We've got people from the agency, some of the advocates for the bill, as well as, I believe, the sponsor.
I would have the agency come up, if you don't mind.
All right. We'll invite Boley to the bench. And if anybody else wants to join the conversation, they're more than welcome. Welcome this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Co-Chair Gomberg, Co-Chair Johnson, for the record, Paloma Sparks with the Bureau of Labor and Industries.
Do you need me to restate the question?
No. So if the call volume for people who have inquiries about being entertainers in entertainment facilities with 600 or more seats is not sufficient, that person will probably just be somebody who would respond to inquiries related to employees calling, asking, you know, who they should talk to, or employers that want to talk to technical assistants. It would mostly be somebody who would direct them to other people who could assist them in gathering information from the agency.
I guess my concern is that we've specified that this person is going to be a certified social worker or someone who has a background in live entertainment. And I can't imagine, if the calls are restricted to venues over 600 people, that the volume of calls is going to be there. I'm just trying to understand how to utilize somebody with some pretty unique skills. Particularly as a certified social worker, that concerns me that the agency is a little vague about how the person will be utilized.
Co-Chair Johnson, this is a new experience for us, this kind of an idea of us creating this type of hotline that's not exclusive to what our employees' rights or what our employers' rights and duties. We will certainly be working with all of the advocates and seeing how we could best utilize this position.
That's fair.
Did you want to add anything?
If that answer is sufficient, then that's fine with me.
Okay.
Well, if you have anything else, I mean, the answer says this is new, we'll work it out. If you have any other insight, I'd love to hear it.
Sure. Co-chairs Gomberg and Johnson, Caleb Hayes with the National Association of Social Workers, here on behalf of this bill. And, you know, from the perspective of the advocates of the bill, what we had envisioned, in addition to answering phone calls, was also follow-up casework. This is a really unique set of industries in live entertainment, and there are some questions as to where exactly certain complaints or calls would be directed. And so we'd expect, or we would hope, that Moley would have this operator work with other agencies and follow up to make sure that complaints, whether they be anonymous or not, are followed up on in a way that is sufficient to handle the problem.
Right, and I think, Mr. Chair, I want to clarify this. It's 600 or fewer, so could the fewer go down to, you know, a very small venue?
Co-Chair Gomberg, Co-Chair Johnson, the intention is any live entertainment facility, whether that be up to 600 or below, or for that matter, anything perhaps even higher than that. The reason why 600 is a number used has to do with where the poster would go. So this is meant to be for all live entertainers. In some instances, there may be a stage area with a nail or something like that in a place with more than 600 seats, and we would still want that person to feel comfortable and able to call that line and report the instance so that we can get the issue taken care of.
We good?
Colleagues, I'm going to support this bill today, but I think that this sets a very interesting precedent, and that is that we begin describing the skills of the person answering the phone. Mr. Hayes and I have had a discussion about this, whether or not we're going to need special categories of folks to answer the phone at DHS or at corrections or any place else. I think this is something that the body needs to be aware of as we begin calling out, in the case of a certified social worker, highly trained people with commensurate salary requirements, and we begin putting them in agencies to make sure that whoever answers the phone is sensitized to the issue that comes in on that particular designated hotline. And it concerns me as I think about the 17-19 budget and the dilemma that we're going to have. And while I am going to support the bill in committee today, this could establish, I think, a very expensive precedent. So that's just
all
a
right.
statement.
Thank you for those observations. Senator Monroe.
Yeah, I was wondering if the person that is hired to answer this hotline would also be able to answer other phones in Boley, or when he or she is not needed on the hotline phone, whether as Senator Johnson said, she'd just be sitting there waiting for it to ring, or whether she would be able to do other jobs as well that are commensurate to her skills, his or her skills. Sorry.
Co-Chair Senator Monroe, I think that it all depends on what is the volume that's coming in. Certainly, that position would be focused primarily on assisting people who had questions about being live entertainers. But we would also make sure that we hired somebody who would feel comfortable directing or responding to other kinds of calls if it ended up that we just don't have the use for the position.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Any other questions? Representative Whitsitt.
Yes. Thank you. I missed the day that we had the full hearing on this. And so I was wondering if your description of live entertainment includes strippers, nude performances, lap dancers, and one-on-one entertainers, if you will.
Co-chairs, Representative Whitsitt, the intention is yes, absolutely, to cover those sets of workers.
So,
follow-up question?
Yes, if you have a one-on-one entertainment, does that come down to he said, she said, or how do you determine, if there's a complaint made of what occurred?
Co-chairs, Representative Whitsitt, this is primarily to be a resource to allow those entertainers to ask what their rights are as workers. It's not to file complaints against customers. It's to provide a resource so they know what their rights are in a workplace. So the customer, in any case, wouldn't be an employer in that situation.
Other questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm assuming that some of these live entertainers are self-employed, and as such, may not always be in a position to best know what their rights are, what avenues of protection may be available to them. Is that accurate?
Co-chairs, Representative Witt, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Walker, did we have a proposed amendment then?
The A6 amendment is in front of you. which includes changing the size of the venue and the general fund appropriation.
Co-Chair Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I would move the -A6 amendments to House Bill 3059.
All right, thank you. Colleagues, you've heard the motion to adopt the -6 amendments to House Bill 3059A. Is there any question or discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, those amendments are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3059 to the full full committee with a due pass as amended recommendation.
All right. Again, we've had the motion to send 3059A as amended to the full committee. Questions? Discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. I understand Representative Williamson wanted to carry that to the House.
Why doesn't she carry it to full, too?
She can take that to full. And
President Courtney is one of the co-sponsors of the bill.
I'll tell him that you nominated him to carry it on the Senate floor.
Okay.
Sounds fair.
All right.
To me.
Thank you. And I will go ahead and close the work session on 3059A. Mr. Walker, do you have anything else for us today? If not, I've got a little pending business, if I could. Senator Johnson, you look like you were checking something.
I am checking something. I misspoke myself. The sponsor of the bill is the Committee on Business and Labor.
I still think it would be fine for Senator Courtney to carry it, but but I'll still continue to say that you suggested it. If he's not available, perhaps Senator Monroe would be willing to take it.
I'll carry it on the Senate floor.
Okay.
I'm brave.
All right, colleagues. Well, listen, I think we've got one more meeting tomorrow. Senator Johnson will be chairing that meeting, so this is my last opportunity with the gavel. And I just wanted to say that given that it's the first time I've been able to wield a gavel here, I have thoroughly enjoyed working with all of you, and I think that we've gotten some good work done. Somebody observed to me the other day that we've reached the stage in the session where they said, forget the cheese, I just went out of the trap. And as luck would have it, I come from a district that is famous for trees, cheese, and summer breeze. And I brought some cheese along. Now, I should mention in all fairness that the creamery is in Senator Johnson's district. But the cows are all in my district. And so that being the case, as we have some small traditions, I wanted to share a brick with each of you.
Well, look at this. I get
Thank
to pick. Since I'm
I have to tell you that this particular cheese that Co-Chair Gomberg is sharing with you is like heroin. The first bite's free. You will be hideously
good.
Addicted from
yep.
this moment onward.
It's the best kind. Thank you.
That's the sharp stuff,
this is
indeed.
This is the good stuff.
Really good stuff.
And now that I've bribed you with cheese, is there anything else for the good of the order? Yes, Representative.
Representative Gomberg, I've very much appreciated your leadership on this committee and your fairness and your sense of humor, because Vic Gilliam's not going to last forever.
And not necessarily a bad thing.
And I'd like to say thank you very much also for letting me ask the questions that wants everyone to bury their heads in their hands. Thank
yes,
you.
Good.
And thank you for that. Thank you indeed. And the questions are always appreciated. So are we ready to adjourn? I think so. In that case, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I love this.
You're very welcome.
I love this.
Thank you.